as a shrub or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. So, yeah, some of them are straight leaves and other ones are more serrated. Heed the ancient advice, leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leafed plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy and stay away. If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body, like your face, or even more sensitive areas. You know what I mean? This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. People who care. Yeah, we're Tufts Educational Radio. So, in the next set, we're going to hear more from our two featured artists. And with the Exotica, yeah, we're going to hear from Martin Denny twice. And then we're going to hear from Bass Shava with an Exotica, some exotic lust. And our electronic music in this set is going to include Ladytron with Black Cat and the Crystal Method with the Star remix of Busy Child. And we're going to be concluding with a real rocker from The Prodigy. Our audio clips from who knows where are going to include a couple from Star Trek and Charles Manson at one of his unsuccessful parole hearings. And a little bit of Nigel from Spinal Tap. And before that, we are going to begin the set with my favorite Israeli band, the electronic duo Infected Mushroom. And this is my... we're going to be hearing from the Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman, who worked on the Manhattan Project that built the bomb, and also President Harry Truman at the end describing that. Yes, because this is my atomic remix of Infected Mushroom's Waves of Sound. Here on WMFO in Medford. Tears of the Gods sound collage, electronica, surfing on the waves, and Exotica for you.
Is it atomic?
I do have something I would like to say about it, because the original reason to start the project, which I had, which was the Germans were in danger, started me off on a process of action, which was to try to develop this first system in Princeton, then at Los Alamos, to try to make the bomb work. All kinds of attempts to redesign, maybe the reverse bomb, or whatever, and so on, and all working all this time to see if we can make it go.
So it was a project in which we all worked very, very hard and all cooperated together. With any project like that, you continue to work trying to get success, having decided to do it. But what I did immorally, I would say, was not to remember the reason that I said I was doing it. So when the reason changed, which was that Germany was defeated, not the single thought came to my mind at all about that. But that meant now that I have to reconsider why I'm continuing to do this. I simply didn't think, okay? Reaction I remember, perhaps I was blinded by my own reaction, it was a very considerable elation and excitement, and there was kind of parties and people got drunk, and it would make a tremendously interesting contrast of what was going on in Los Alamos at the same time as what was going on in Hiroshima. I was involved with this happy thing, and also drinking and drunk and playing drums, sitting on the hood of the bonnet of a Jeep and playing drums and excitement running all over Los Alamos at the same time as the people were dying and struggling in Hiroshima. Tremendously interesting contrast of what was going on in Los Alamos at the same time as what was going on in Hiroshima.
Against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war. in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war.
I see no reason for answers to be couched in riddle.
There's only one logical answer. We have an imposter aboard.
Slušaj meni, nini, ja te zabravi. Čuj za sini, teskali si pripomni. Нов път всеки ден напред намери. Как обичаше да се катериш. Котката в орел не спревърни. Извън картата да излети. С бъдещето си ако играеш.
Do anything I want to you people at any time I want to, because that's what you've done to me. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's gonna happen when I get out of here?
Wow, what's that aftershave you're wearing?
This would sharpen you up and make you ready for a bit of the old ultra violence.
Was like a flash of green light, and that was it. Nothing was left. It was a little green globule on his drum seat.
Thing had the claws of a lion and the fangs of a snake?
Reminds me of a woman I once knew in Cleveland.
Supporters of the plan insist that there should be no problem if one has nothing to hide.
year listening to the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford. Or maybe you're tuned into the webcast at WMFO.org. In any case, our theme this evening is called Electronica and Exotica, featuring the Crystal Method and Martin Denny, the father of Exotica, starting way back in the 1950s. We kicked off the last set with my Atomic Richard Feynman Harry Truman remix of Infected Mushrooms' Waves of Sound. And then it was Martin Denny with his Tsetse Fly, a couple of drop-ins from Star Trek there. And then it was Ladytron and Black Cat from their Velocifero album. Charles Manson gave some thoughts at one of his parole hearings. And then it was Boss Shava with, oh, some scream in there. That piece was called Lust, off of Ultra Lounge Volume 1, Mondo Exotica. And then it was the Star remix of the Crystal Method's Busy Child from the Vegas Deluxe album 10 years after the original. Then the tale of Spinal Tap's drummer blowing up into a green globule is related by Nigel Tufnel. Martin Denny once again with Bangkok Cockfight. And then we concluded with the Prodigy's Fuel My Fire. Meanwhile, right now we're listening to Martin Denny, and this piece is called The Girlfriend of the Whirling Dervish. I want to thank Charles for calling in this evening. We had an outstanding conversation. And Charles also loves some of my big sonic idols, Esquivel and Brian Eno. And we're talking about Brian Eno and David Byrne's seminal album, My Life in a Bush of Ghosts. That sure taught me a lot about what a sound collage ought to be. And remind me a little bit of one of our themes in the past, Mendelssohn, Mambo's, and Motorhead. The idea there was to soothe your emotions with classical music and to get your body moving with mambo dance tunes, and then to rip your head off with the hard rock of Motorhead. I think some people have the idea that if you want maximum intensity, the idea is to be maximally intense all the time. There's a lot of the loudness wars where everybody's trying to tweak their, compress their music to make it be all the time as loud as possible. But really, I think classical music, there's a lot to learn from that with the wide dynamics they have, where if you start off soft and you have these soft passages and then you make it really loud, it really hits, as opposed to, say, the fatigue you might have with being really loud all the time. So we got one last set for you, and it's going to be more of Martin Denny and some other Exotica from Tak Shindo. And we're going to have a Brian Eno piece that it's The Lost Day, but what I did is I pitch shifted it up an octave, and I swapped the channels around, and then I laid an interview of this James the Old School Junkie in San Francisco, talking about what his life was like. And this guy it's crazy. It's just crazy. These are the problems, and when you hear it, you'll hopefully understand, but this is a real-life interview. And then we're going to, hopefully conclude with a 20th century transsexual history lesson wrapped in a 1990s Europop song. All that and more as we conclude Electronica and Exotica. Here on WMFO in Medford. the Tears of the Gods sound collage. This is the Tom Real remix of Trip Like I Do.
Like I do. You can get red, blue, green, yellow, orange. They're like, oh, this is a new color. It's a fire puppy. It's fire. It's a orange.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Where are you from?
Louisiana, Texas area.
How long you been in San Francisco?
Since June. If you're gonna be homeless, it's crazy here. I mean, if we're gonna be realistic, they pay you to be homeless here.
When you said that San Francisco pays people to be homeless, what did you mean by that? You mean that literally?
Yeah. I mean, I get $620 a month, dude.
From general assistance?
Yeah.
Or what'd you get? How was that hard to get?
Phone call, bro. Phone call. 200 food stamps and $620 cash a month.
Wow.
Forget about it. Why wouldn't I do it? You know, it's free money, dude. Yep. This right now is literally by choice. Literally by choice. Like, why would I want to pay rent? I'm not doing it. I got a cell phone that I have Amazon Prime and Netflix on. We used to battle with the cops. Now, it's like the cops are... It's like they're your neighbor, you know? The cops told us this morning, like... Oh, it'd be easier if you guys packed up in the morning. We wouldn't have to come out here. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, pack up in the morning. And I'm like, why? You know? He's like, oh, okay. And then went on. His two kids came up. And they're like, hey, do you guys know where to get any Oxycontin? They're like, I'm 15 and I'm 16. You know? Like, I'm an old school junkie, you know? And I'm like, look, dude. I'm going to tell you right now. Like, you're not going to get Oxycontin out here on the street. I was like, how much money are you trying to spend? And they're like, we got $40. And I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I am going to take your money. And I went and I got a fentanyl. And I brought it back and I set it down in front of them. And I said, this is a gram of fentanyl. This is enough to kill six people that have never used it. What I do to get high is this much. And I showed them how much I do. I was like, I'm keeping your money. And now I'm going to teach you how to save each other's lives, because you're not going to stop. I can't steer you away from doing it, but the best thing I can do for you now is give you real drugs and show you how to do it properly and show you how to save your friend's life. And I showed him how to pull up Narcan and how to inject each other with the Narcan needle in case he died. I needed the money, let's be honest. I've talked to the cops here. I'm literally 10 feet away from the drug dealers talking to you guys. Why don't you just go arrest him right now? And they're like, arrested for what? And I'm like, dude, what? He's like, San Francisco is a sanctuary city. We arrest the Hondurans, we put them in jail around 2 days later.
Right.
If letting the Hondurans deal on the corner every day, somebody's getting paid with fentanyl. Well, you can get red, blue, green, yellow, orange. And they're like, oh, this is a new color. It's a fire puppy. It's fire. It's a orange. And you're like, what's the difference between orange and yellow? Because it's orange. Okay, all right, and they buy it. Next week, oh, homie, I got the purple, it's a new color. What's different than purple and orange? Because it's purple. I've literally had friends be like, well, the purple only gets you high if you mix a little bit of meth in, it really thins it out. Like, who's winning off of this? You know, we're the homeless, we see it all, like, all of it. We see the dirty side of it, you know, like, people sucking rocks and... Dude, it's disgusting, but who's really making the money off this?
Have you seen people OD out here?
Oh, yeah, dude. I've saved 6 people's lives last week.
Never met before. What were they using?
Fentanyl. Banging fentanyl. And you know what? I'll tell you something. All the Narcan bottles that I save people's lives with, these ones, I clean them out, and I wrap gold around them, and I sell them to this gay dude up in Castro. He pays me $65 for each Narcan. I can take you a dead body right now, dude.
Some old homeless dude, he was there 4 days ago and he was there yesterday in the same spot. He's gotta be dead.
I kicked him and be like, yo, you alive? And I mean, people are stupid out here. Use alone, you know? The big bag of fentanyl and they'll get a different batch and they're by themselves and like, no mention for days. The only reason I found was because I went up there. There's no cocaine in the crack here. I've tested it. I know good crack. I know real cocaine and real crack. I'm from the South, man.
Was a male-to-female transsexual. She was born in the Bronx in 1926 as George Jorgensen Jr. She went to Denmark in 1950 in search of sex change surgery. She had had since childhood this long-standing, irrepressible desire to live her life as a woman. And in Denmark, she found some doctors who were willing to experiment on her, and she came back to the United States in 1953. But before that, in December of 1952, her story made the news while she was recovering in a hospital bed in Copenhagen. And the New York Daily News had this front page banner headline reading, XGI becomes blonde beauty. And after that, she became a media celebrity.
Take control.
was a child, she was gender variant. She had feminine gestures and what one would think of as feminine traits, even though she was a boy. And that's a source of ridicule in our society.
Can you see now what I'm saying? The beat is loud and I'm playing. I'm playing with your life, playing with your soul. Here on stage and under my control, so let the rhythm take you on the floor. With the bass and the drum that you never heard before. Open your mind, cause I'm talking about dancing. Open your mind, this is not romancing.
She raised all sorts of issues that are significant.